You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. And now we have the story of a rough beginning. Javier Chavez was only 8 when he began getting into trouble. He was involved with the Los Angeles gang by the time he was 11. He's been arrested multiple times on charges ranging from selling drugs to possessing a weapon. His longest stint in prison was 4 years. Javier's 33 now, and after some hard knocks, he says he's getting a second chance at life.
They used to call me Spooky. They used to call me Spooky for the simple fact that I like to spook people. If I could like catch you walking, what we call it out there, slipping, and meaning that you got your guard down, and I could run up on you or walk up to you and really like pressure you. Sometimes people get spooked because you didn't know who was coming around the corner, you know? And so I used to like doing that, just catching people walking with their guard down and just, you know? I could say it was kind of like two different worlds, man. I'm living one way, society's living a different way. What looked good to you was not good to me. And what was good to me was not good to society. And it wasn't like I was born and said I'm going to be a gangster when I grew up. Now, I had dreams as a kid, too. Like, I wanted to be a firefighter or a cop or, you know, I used to have these dreams as a kid, you know? But somewhere along the line, there was, like, these mishappenings at home or whatever happened out there. Or just feelings in general, as you know. And, I lost a lot of years, man, off and on. It wasn't, like, a long stretch period, but it was, like, periods of times, 5 years here, 4 years here, 3 years here, violation here of a year, a few months in the county here and there, you know. And aside from that, my life of addiction, 23 years in drug addiction, it took a little toll on me, right? And, it made me do things sometimes that I never thought I would have done. You know, at one point I walked around with so much pride in my neighborhood, and then there's that second part of me that when drug addiction took over, I just lost control of my life. It's been 3 years since the last time I was incarcerated. And I got caught with 38 balloons of heroin, and I was facing some time, and I was just kind of like looking at it like, here we go again, kind of like the merry-go-round. You jump on one horse, and it's still only going round, so it was just, I'll jump from one horse to the next one, and everything was still going round. I was just going in circles, and I remember being in the county, in the L.A. County Jail, and I looked around, and I asked myself, is this it? Everything I've done my whole life, from doing crimes, getting high, robbing, stealing, is this it? Is this the grand price? You know, being in a cell block with another man, spending the rest of my life right there, or just sitting down in a cage. And it was a turnaround point, man. You know, but I think I just want to have, like, people understand that we're all human. We all go through things. I call this a second chance at life, man. I got my own place. I pay rent. I used to think I was dumb because I dropped out, right? But when I got that GED, like, it pumped me up to look at myself and be like, you know what? Man, I could do big things, man, in life, you know? Once I got to that point where I changed, or I started changing things about the way I see life, great things started happening for me, you know?
That was Javier Chavez. These days, he's a supervisor and mentor at Homeboy Industries. That's a Los Angeles program for at-risk youth. He's also in his second year at East LA College.